KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for today. Well, topping the news, the Sutter Creek City Council voted on who will serve as city mayor for 2020 and approved an increase in the cost of a city business license last night. The council elected to have Mayor Robin Peters continue on for another year as mayor and Josie Cadieux-Failers to continue as vice mayor. There was discussion of having Failers assume the top office, but she demurred. This will be Peter's second year as mayor. And a divided council then voted to increase the fee the city charges for a business license. The yearly charge will increase from $130 to $170. The city has not changed that fee for the last 14 years, and the increase represents the increase in the cost of living over that time. Now, Cadieux-Failers and Jim Swift voted against the increase, primarily over concerns over the size of the increase, while Peters joined council members Murphy and Rianda in voting to approve the proposal, primarily citing the city's need for revenue. The increase will go into effect in the new year as the annual licenses are renewed.
And Jackson City Fire Department called out last night to a reported residential structure fire. Just before 11 last night, crews responded to the Amador Trailer Park off Kennedy Flat Road. First units on scene reported light smoke coming from one of the mobile homes. Upon further investigation, it was discovered the smoke coming from a faulty water heater. Damage was contained to just the heater and water heater closet. No injuries or additional damage reported. Red Cross was called in to assist the resident.
At around 2 o'clock yesterday, local fire crews responded to a reported fire at Amador High School. According to reports from the scene, the incident was actually located in the boys' restroom of the B building. Upon arrival, fire crews extinguished a trash can fire without injury or structural damage to the school. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
And expect 15-minute delays this week, 49 from the Sutter Creek Bridge to the Amador Creek Bridge. One-way traffic control in effect through Friday, daily from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then again from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. Again, motorists should expect delays of up to 15 minutes. Work is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and/or materials, and construction-related issues.
And the Amador Water Agency welcomes John Kingsbury to the Board of Directors after the departure of General Manager Gene Mancebo. Now, Kingsbury's contract took effect immediately last Thursday following the AWA's meeting. As temporary General Manager, he will provide services to the agency as well as continue in his role with the General Manager of the Mountain County Water Resource Association. Also, last Thursday, the Water Agency elected District 3 Director Rich Farrington as Board President and District 4 Director Susan Peters as Board Vice President.
And the West Point Lions Club seeking 9th through 12th grade students from West Point, Willsieville, Railroad Flat, and the Glencoe area interested in participating in the California Lions 83rd Annual Student Speaker Contest. The topic for this year's contest, Homelessness in California, What's the Solution? Speeches must be 5 to 10 minutes in length. This is a 6-level speech contest with the possibility of cash prizes up to $500 and scholarships totaling $21,000. The West Point Club contest will be held February 4th at 6:30 p.m., but the deadline to sign up, 5 p.m., January 14th. For more info or to receive an application, call or text Dennis Lewis at 712-3120 or visit studentspeak.md4lions.org.
And tonight, and again on Thursday night at 6:30, Amador High Performing Arts presents Newsies, the blockbuster Disney musical. It wraps up Friday evening at 7 o'clock. Admission $10 per person, $20 for a family. All production performances are held in the Giles Turner Performing Arts Center on the Amador High School campus. Coming up at 8:30, we will rerun our interview with the cast of Newsies from last week. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.